Hi, this is Martha Wilson. I'm a volunteer at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and I would like to share with you what works for me, and I'd like to talk to you about a focus on healthy aging. How would you like to halt or even prevent age-related decay? And what would you give to feel full of energy and have a sense of well-being on a daily basis? I'm not talking about stopping aging or trying to live forever, but halting the decay that is associated with aging. It is possible to change the way we age. Good health is a balance. It is a balance of strength, flexibility, stamina, cardio fitness, and mental stimulation, and they are each equally important. As an octogenarian, I enjoy excellent health, and I take no prescription meds. I would like to share with you what works for me, and I believe that what I do will work for almost anyone, even given that we are all different and that each of us have our own personal physical limitations. It is possible to find ways around those limitations. There is an abundance of help and inspiration out there, and it often comes in surprising ways if we look for it. I sincerely and deeply believe that it will enhance a person's life, give a sense of well-being, result in being full of energy on a daily basis, and it is drug-free. Here is what I try very hard to live by, and this is my personal health manifesto. The key to ending age-related decay. Number one, do some aspect of exercise 6 days a week for the rest of your life. It also helps slow the aging of the brain. Number two, do serious aerobic exercise 4 days a week for the rest of your life for cardio fitness. Number three, do serious strength training with weights 2 days a week for the rest of your life. Strength training is important to minimize sarcopenia or the loss of muscle as we age. A person doesn't have to go to a gym or buy a set of weights to do this. One of my favorite books is You Are Your Own Gym by Mark Lauren. It is the Bible of bodyweight exercises. This is a do-anywhere program. The author is an elite special operations physical trainer, but there are many other similar books on the subject. It is never too late to start strength training. I love the story of the 100-year-old vet who wanted to attend his military reunion at Pearl Harbor and wasn't strong enough to make the trip, so he hired a personal trainer who worked with him for several months, and the vet was then able to attend his reunion even without a wheelchair. Number four, do stretching or yoga 5 days a week for the rest of your life. A book I love on this subject is Moving Stretch, Work Your Fascia to Free Your Body by Suzanne Wild. As we age, the fascia surrounding our muscles tends to get stiff and brittle, but if we stretch it regularly, the stretching will keep it flexible and hydrated and enable us to be more limber and move more freely as we age. Number five, eat real food, mostly plants, but not too much. This is great advice from Michael Pollan from his book, The Omnivore's Dilemma. It is a simple plan for a healthy diet, which is the basis for all you do. If you neglect your diet, the framework of your health will not be stable and balanced, and your overall health will suffer greatly, even if you do all of these other things. Number six, create a social network. It is important to have a support system in place. It takes effort and is worth the time it takes to cultivate. Interaction with others helps keep us sharp, and that helps us to be able to give of ourselves and greater service to others. We can't give from an empty cup. Number seven, keep mentally stimulated. One special thing I do for me is that I try as often as possible and whenever the opportunity arises to do something I have never done before, or I try to do something that is out of my comfort zone. I may not always succeed, but at least I try. It can be something very small, such as finding a new address, figuring out how to change the light bulb in my garage door opener, learning to work different options on my phone, or something more intense, such as learning to play a musical instrument. But keep finding new things to learn. It helps to act your spirit, not your age. Number 8, get enough sleep and rest on a regular basis. Without this, it is difficult to carry on with the necessary activities that keep us healthy. And that is my personal health manifesto. Each thing is important, and together they create a framework of balance, and therefore none should be skipped. If you decide to try these things, ease into it. Consistency is key, and know that willpower does not last. Motivation will get you started, but it is habit that will get you there. We build habits layer by layer, brick by brick. A change of lifestyle doesn't happen overnight. It has taken time for this lifestyle to become a habit for me, and it is in no way a burden for me, but it brings me much joy in the way I feel. Getting older is a challenge, but it really can be a joy if you prepare for it. When you are doing something that makes you feel good and successful, it's the emotion you feel in the doing that creates a habit that makes you want to do it again and again. Create space for change and be surprised by what it brings your way in the way you feel. And as for all things in life, remember, moderation in all things, including moderation. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.